Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 164. Hello, friend. I hope you're doing amazing. I hope you're finding some time now that it's the holidays to rest, relax, maybe meditate, maybe low-key plug here, but listen to my other project, the meditation mixtapes, maybe catch up to this podcast if you're a little behind. Love you. But regardless, seriously, like this is an amazing time of the year. It's a great opportunity to reflect, to, you know, literally just sit there. No phone, nothing to do. Just think, just observe, just let your mind take you wherever it wants to take you. I think now is a great time to frame yourself up right for the miracle, the magic of a new year. Like we all get to see another year. It's another decade, in fact. And I, for one, just think that's the most amazing thing in the world. And I'm so incredibly grateful for it. So I hope you find some time to appreciate this, to appreciate what we all have in front of us, where we've all come from, the lessons we learned over the past year, how much we've grown in over only 365 days. And you use all of that, all of that perspective as momentum going into this new year. But most of all, I hope you look back at this past year and you realize something big, something specific that I think is really, it's the most important mindset I think you could take into the new year with you. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. And that specifically, I hope you look back and you say to yourself, you're like, you know what? This past year, the times where I was truly happy were times where I made a conscious decision to not give a fuck about certain things. It was where I knew what deserved my energy and what did not. It was times where I knew what to care about and what not to care about. And I hope you look back and you realize that you did this a lot this past year. You made that decision. And you, when you made it in the right way, you were happy. Things were amazing. You were rolling. You had momentum. And when you didn't, when you decided to care about something you shouldn't have cared about, when you decided to give your energy away over to bullshit that didn't deserve it, things weren't so great. And I seriously think this is the most powerful mindset you can take into the new year, knowing what to care about and knowing what not to care about. And for the kids, I'm calling this the I don't give a fuck mindset, the IDGAF mindset. And I'm excited to talk about what this really actually means, because this mindset isn't some blanket excuse to not care in life. It's a specific, powerful mindset to have when you do it the right way. And I seriously think this mindset is the most important one you could take into the new year. Knowing when and where and to whom to give your energy and when to be like, you know what? IDGAF and you walk away. I think it's seriously powerful and I'm very excited to talk about this. And I'm also excited to not just talk about this, but I'm excited because I've built an entire project around this idea. And that's the journal that I'm releasing in only a couple short weeks, the New Mindset Who Dis Journal. It was built on this entire idea. And this is a journal to help you become more self-aware so that you clearly know when to give a fuck and when not to, when to DAF and when to IDGAF. Like that's what it is. And I'm super proud of the journal. It's not a planner. It's not a goal setting journal. It's not a vision board. It's not a productivity planner or anything like that. I specifically designed the journal to help you get to know yourself better. So you're not living in the gray. You're not questioning who you are and what you want to be. I designed it to take 10 minutes a day for 60 days with prompts that are specifically designed to help you become more vulnerable so that at the end of those 60 days, you'll know yourself so much better and you'll know when to walk away from certain things and people. You'll know when to care and when not to care. So that's it. That's the plug, low-key plug for the journal. I'd love for you to get your hands on it. It's a printed journal, right? So I'll ship it to you. You'll feel it. You'll fill it out in a pen or pencil. So you can go to newmindsetwhodis.com. Enter your email there and I'll email you in only a couple of weeks when it's live and you'll be one of the first to know so you can grab your copy before they sell out. And if that sounds like something you're into and you're digging the podcast, go ahead, throw your email in there, but then follow the prompts to put a dollar down. If you put a dollar down towards the journal, it guarantees your copy and it gives you a pretty sweet discount. So check it out, newmindsetwhodis.com. And I appreciate you. I really do. And I'm excited for you to take this mindset into the new year and live it. I think the journal will really, really help in that respect. And I'm excited about the journal, obviously, but I'm also excited for this episode. You know, it is one of the last episodes of the year. I'll only be doing one more after this year. And that will be a big one, a kind of a year in review type deal. So be sure to listen to that. But I'm in for this episode because I'm all in on this IDGAF mindset. I'm calling it the IDGAF mindset. And it's one that says, I am happiest and I am most fulfilled in my life when I know what to care about and I know what not to care about. I'm happiest when I make that decision in my heart and then I go out and I live it in how I act, how I talk, how I dress, how I walk, everything. The IDGAF mindset literally saves you from what I think is the biggest distraction from your life's happiness. And that's when you literally just care too much about things that you really shouldn't care about. It's when you think you need to care about things that you shouldn't. It's when you embroil yourself and your energy and your soul in bullshit like other people's opinions, how you look, what people might think about you. Being overly self-conscious about certain things, worrying how much clout you have, and so on and so forth. So I'm going to talk about what this mindset is all about. But first, how I came to realize this in my life. It's all about me, I think. But seriously, I do think it's important to tell you how I came to realize this. So a recent life example. The other day, your boy did some online shopping. Please help me. I can't stop online shopping. But I bought some shorts. Like I needed some fresh workout gear, so I bought some shorts. And I got them in the mail, and like they're pretty fire. They're a pretty dope pair of shorts. But they're like short shorts. I didn't really realize this when I ordered them, but like they're still fire, but they're short. They're short shorts. Just like a lot more of my legs showing than normal. A lot more upper thigh than I'm used to rocking. But anyway, I got them, and I've been wearing them a lot at home. And the other day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go work out right now. It's leg day. Yes, I do work out legs. It's leg day. But, you know, I was getting dressed and I saw myself in the mirror as I was getting ready. And I was like, whew, dude, like those are ridiculously short shorts. And you're like, you can't wear those at the gym. People are going to think you're a huge tool. Like you can't do this. You look ridiculous. But then like in my head at the same time, I was like, man, that is such a whack way to make a decision. Like you're seriously not going to wear something that you like because you're concerned about what some random strangers at the gym might think about you. You're worried about what conclusions they might jump to. Like, dude, that's ridiculous. If you care that much about something as silly and small as freaking shorts, how are you ever going to live a life that's yours? A life where you make your own decisions, where you create your own luck and your own future. Like, this is a ridiculous conversation to have in your head. Like, that was my thought process, right? That was what was going on in my head. And I was like, you know what? Inner case, you're right. Like, IDGAF, you know, I'm wearing them. Boom. And I wore them. I went to the gym. And obviously, this is a silly example, but like, that's the IDGAF mindset in action. It's knowing when to care and when to not care. And ultimately in that decision, in that situation, I made the decision and said, IDGAF, you know, enjoy the show, folks. Help yourself to an eye full of upper thigh looking for free. And I went to the gym and did my thing. And like, that's how I approached that small, silly situation. But it's really quite emblematic, I think, of the mindset that I'm describing here of when to say I care and when to say I don't care, IDGAF. So I guess the question is like, how do you get to this point? How do you get to the point where you know when to care and you know when to not care? Well, first I'll say that I don't think this is a blanket thing you can just do. Like, I've talked about this I don't give a fuck idea in the past on the podcast, because I think culture, society, people have turned this into something it's not. This mindset isn't an excuse to be apathetic. It's not an excuse to be rude, to do dumb shit, to be spiteful or hateful or mean or anything like that. It's not an excuse to be reckless with your life. It's none of those things. It's an opportunity to say, I love myself, and here's how I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove that I love myself by freeing myself from bullshit that I shouldn't care about at all. So in my mind, the IDGAF mindset is a two-step process. It's step one, love yourself, and step two, prove it by saying I care or saying I don't care by living it. That's what it is. And that's why I think it's so important for this to work, for you to take this into the new year and live it, is to have a foundation of love for yourself. And I won't so much go into how to do that in this episode. I've done plenty episodes on self-love and self-esteem and things like that. But I want to say that I think this is very important, that, you know, you can't go around saying, oh, I don't give a fuck, to try to prove that you're some big badass and that you don't care, nothing bothers you. You know, that's not what this is all about. You should use this mindset as a means to solidify your love for yourself, the compassion you have for yourself, the centeredness you have for yourself. But of course, you know, as a human, like, I get that not everyone has this like abundance of overflowing love for themselves. Like, that's a journey that could take years, could take a lifetime even. Like, that's a personal journey. So if you're not quite there yet, this can still very much work for you. In fact, like, this is the whole point, that even if you only have a little self-love, or only like a growing sense of self-love for yourself, I think the IDGAF mindset will help you grow that. That's literally the purpose, because it will solidify that small belief you have, that growing belief you have, and it'll turn it into something big and lasting and true. And more on that in a second. But regardless, that to live this mindset, it has to come from a place of self-love. It can't come from a place where you're just trying to escape the repercussions of your life, your actions. It can't come from a place where you're avoiding, you know, putting in the work, the self-love. It can't come from a place where you just want to be reckless. It has to come from a place of self-love. So another example, another one from me here, and this one is silly too. Like, I think life is silly for sure, but we give energy over to silly things all the time. So I'm going with this example. But in my life, and for some reason, when people look at me without knowing me, when people, like, they see me on Instagram or see press on me or whatever, like, they see this dude who wears ripped jeans, who takes gym selfies, mirror selfies, who listens to house music, who talks about going to the club, who talks about buying Rolexes. People see that. People hear these things and, like, oh yeah, Case, yeah, you know, he's probably a fuck boy. He's probably a meathead tool. Like, he's probably a douchebag, like that dude, whatever. And, like, that's literally the conclusion some folks jump to. And I've heard this time and time again. Like, people say this or people think this until they actually meet me, or they've taken time to listen to the podcast or read my writing or whatever. And old me used to be really, really bothered by that. Like, I wanted to correct every single person, like every random stranger. I wanted to be like, hey, no, like, I'm a good dude. I'm not a tool. Like, hey. And I used to be so bothered by the way that people might perceive me, the image of me that they created in their heads. Like, I felt responsible for correcting them. And I didn't want that. I wanted the right image, you know, and it drove me crazy. I cared so much. And I gave so much thought and energy over to this, and it drove me nuts. But to my point a minute ago, with self-love as a basis for this IDGAF mindset, now it's so much easier for me to say, you know, that's okay if that's what you think, but I love you, but I don't give a fuck. And I move on in peace. And that's kind of how I live my life now, from things like that, to wearing short shorts, to being, you know, passionate about what I love to do, to the way that I talk, the way I dress, the jokes I make, the friends I have, the people I date, like, IDGAF. Not because I don't respect your opinion or who you are, but because I love myself. I'm growing to love myself. And the best way to make that true and real and lasting is to prove it by saying, hey, I don't care. Because what I do care about is who I really am, the person I'm really becoming, what's in my heart and what comes out of my mouth, the way that I actually live and talk and act, the things that I actually stand for, the impact I have and I'm working to have, the lives that I can impact, the kindness I can share, the empathy I can show, like that is what I actually care about. And I've drawn that line in my life and it feels really, really good because now it's so easy for me to say, hey, I don't care. And boom, I walk away. And that's the IDGAF mindset. Again, it's not an excuse to not be responsible in your life. It's not an excuse to blow $1,000 if you don't have it at the club. It's not an excuse to not be healthy, to not hustle and grind in your career, to not be a man or a woman of character, to sleep around and be dishonest. Like, it's not an excuse to not be a loving, kind human being. It's a mindset to affirm the growing love and acceptance and compassion you have for yourself. It's a mindset to say, hey, I'm growing as a person. I'm starting to know what I have to offer. I'm starting to love who I am, how I act, dress, think, dance, whatever. And I'm going to prove it by saying, I don't care. I don't care about strangers' opinions. I don't care about friends' opinions that are even sometimes. I don't care about other people's misinformed judgments of me. I don't care about weird looks I get or like people are like, oh, Case, he's that self-help guy. I don't care how I'll be perceived. Why? Because I'm learning to love myself and that is how I make it last and real. That is the power of the IDGAF mindset. And despite the fact that it says fuck in it, yeah, it really is all about self-love. It's about compassion and kindness and warmth towards yourself. And I think it's the most powerful mindset you can take into the new year. You take this and look at all the things you care about, even though you know you shouldn't care about, and look them in the eye. Look at the gossip. Look at that pressure to be a certain way, to be skinny or jacked, to be pretty or perfect, to have money, cars, vacations. Like, look at the pressure to have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, to be married, to have kids, to own a house, whatever. Like, look at all those things and say, I care or I don't care, and mean it. And for the things you know you shouldn't care about, for the things you know that detract from the self-love you're developing for yourself, stand your ground and say, IDGAF, and then mean it. Mean it because not only do you have this growing sense of self-love for yourself, but you also have respect for yourself. And that's respect that says, hey, you know, other people are free to think, react, and perceive me however they want. And that shouldn't and will not affect the way I perceive myself. That will not affect or diminish the growing self-love I have for myself. And say that, know that, and say IDGAF about anything, people, or circumstances that make me question my own self-love. And I really think that this is the true meaning of IDGAF. It's a mindset that is grown from self-love. And I think this coming year is the perfect opportunity to live this and to mean it and to see how amazing it feels to free yourself from the temptation to care about things you shouldn't care about, to give your energy over to things that don't deserve it, and instead prove to yourself in how you act, live, dress, eat, spend your time that you love yourself, that you're learning to love yourself. And that's it. So that's the message, this IDGAF mindset. And I'd say, you know, go rock those short shorts, do that silly dance move you love, post that motivational quote, that selfie, love your friends that love and support you, date and communicate with people who are right for you, work your ass off, build your career and your passions. And for everything else, say, I love myself. I'm learning to love myself and I mean it. So here it goes. I'm walking away, IDGAF. IDGAF, because my goal right now in life is to love myself unconditionally, and it's time that I remove distractions or anything that makes me question that self-love. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I'd so love if you do two things for me. One, share this episode. I know you do it still, but here's a quick reminder to share this episode with a friend. Just send them the link, tell them to listen, tell them to subscribe. And two, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you could spare 1 minute for me and just leave a quick 5-star rating and review. I'm super close to 2,000 and I'd be so grateful if you could take a minute and leave a review. It really does mean the world to me. So thank you. Thank you so much for supporting me. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny or text me. My number is in the description. And until next episode, I'm out.